sit quietly with me and look upon the world that you see and tell yourself, the real world is not like this. It has no buildings and there are no streets where people walk along and separate. There are no stores where people buy an endless list of things they do not need. It is not lit with artificial light, and night comes not upon it. There is no day that brightens and glows dim. There is no loss. Nothing is there but shines and shines forever. The world you see must be denied, for sight of it is costing you a different kind of vision. Listen, you cannot see both worlds, for each of them involves a different kind of seeing and depends on what you cherish. Look, the sight of one is possible because you have denied the others. Why? Both are not true. Yet either one will seem as real to you as the amount to which you hold it dear. And yet their power is not the same, because their real attraction to you is unequal. You do not really want the world you see, for it has disappointed you since time began. The home you built has never sheltered you. The road you have made led you nowhere, and no city that you built has withstood the crumbling assault of time. Nothing you make but has the mark of death upon it. Hold it not dear, for it is old and tired and ready to return to dust even as you make it. This aching world has not the power to touch the living world at all. You could not give it that, and so, although you turn in sadness from it, you cannot find in it the road that leads away from it into another world. Look, yet the real world has the power to touch you even here, because you love it. And what you call with love will come to you. Love always answers, being unable to deny a call for help or not to hear the cry of pain that rise to it from every part of this strange world you made but do not want. All that you need to give this world away in glad exchange for what you did not make is willingness to learn the one that you made is totally false. And the idea that you would entertain with me in a continuing new factor of self-association about a prospect of being able, within the visions of the offering of our correspondence of this old world out here, to recognize in a process of conversion of our minds that we can see a different world. I'm glad you joined me this morning, and I hope it's all right that I opened with a demonstration of the possibility that you can obtain a real world. Are you listening? Simply by asking for it. Let's look together at it just fundamentally in the idea that I am teaching to you a revision of what we term mind training of the conceptual idea of the falsity of this world by offering you in its entirety another world. Query? Would you like to see another world? It's not like the one that's in your dream. I'm in your dream now as what you term the master teacher, within a reflection of light that corresponds to an increasing demonstration of an alternative that's available to you within the reflection of light. And that's why I came this morning. I arrived here, as many of you know, and are now practicing with me from another world. I can't tell you what that world is like, but I can tell you it's not like this. I can't tell you how you can obtain it except by the totality of your necessity to reject the idea of the reflections that you're getting in correspondence with what is not true about you. So what I'm offering you on this satellite light containment that's beginning to reflect back to you within your own dream of aggregation of sequential time is the certainty that at this moment, if we choose, we can have a new perspective or reflection of ourselves. As you know, I teach the entirety of the correspondence of the resurrected mind of my Savior, Jesus Christ, who demonstrated in an extremely emphatic way the manner in which I could take the aggregation of my body formulation through the light and love that we share with each other and get a true reflection of what I am. Okay? The reason you're beginning to see the light so readily is somewhere within the prospect of the opening of this strip of conversion. You have begun to recognize yourself in these alternatives. We're going to pray together because the solution to your problem is always prayer. It's as simple as thy will be done, and it will be on earth as it is in heaven, with the realization that the reflection you've been getting in your will, you no longer want. Together now. And all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. I need but look upon all things that seem to hurt me, and with perfect certainty assure myself, God wills that I be saved from this, and merely watch them disappear. I need but keep in mind my Father's will for me is only happiness, to find that only happiness has come to me. And I need but remember that God's love surrounds His Son and keeps His sinlessness forever perfect, to be sure that I am safe and safe forever in His arms. Why? I am the Son He loves, and I am saved because God, in His mercy, wills it be so. Father, Your holiness is mine. Your love created me, and make my sinlessness forever part of You. I have no guilt nor sin in me, for there is none in You. And the recognition of that prayer for us together was the immediacy of the availability of the conversion of the factory that you have heretofore utilized to demonstrate a condition of an idea of light that represented the illusion of your body formulation. In effect, what we're saying in this Course in Miracles, in the conversion of the concepts of the power of your mind to express the entirety of an alternative, is that you are nothing but a condition of a reflection of light contained within the formulation of thoughts that you have about yourself, reflected within the continuum of time, being demonstrated by the fracturedism of light that gives you a falsity about the true nature of who you really are. And that anywhere within the proceedings of the power of your mind to change your mind about who you are, you can see a whole new reflection of yourself that will guarantee you at this moment a better idea about the power of light that is inherent concerning the relationship that we formulate within this association of light form in order to demonstrate the containment of ourselves in the littleness of the dark form of light that cannot give us a true reflection of who we really are. In the power of our Course in Miracles, miracles are taught as both light, that is, light of the idea of the entirety of the universe contained within a single mind, and power, which is an indication of the assumption of the inevitability that all power is indeed given individually to you in heaven and in earth. Look quickly with me just for a couple of minutes about what the power of light really is. Remember, miracles are seen in light. It's important to remember that miracles and vision necessarily go together, and this needs to be repeated in this entirety of lesson. Why? It's a central idea in the brand new thought system that you found. Why? The miracle of light is always there. Its presence is not caused by your vision. Its absence is not the result of your failure to see. It is only your awareness of miracles that is affected. Why? You will see them in the light, and you will not see them in the darkness. And I'm back with you for just a moment to inquire. Now, you, in the idea you have about yourself, as you avail yourself within your consciousness idea of who you think you are in this perspective of time, if you will make a fundamental allowance that the mind construct of yourself in our relationships with each other is nothing but a limitation we impose on ourselves in a reflection of our determination, are you listening, not to recognize the singularity of the ideas of light that are reflected back to each other. Well, the miracle of light is going to go on in the universe, my dear brother. There is a single causation for all of this universe eternally, and that alternative in its entirety is in your mind. Denial of it within the perspective of the possibility of space-time location that will give you an objective idea of separation within the correspondence of light is very simply why you're here. So the practice of the success that you are beginning to experience with me at this time, within this very short interlude, is to offer you here and now. I'm back into this cycle for a minute, and I'm going to be here now and offer you a continuing better reflection of yourself. Practice. We are reflecting together the power of alternative within our own minds. Now, if you'll accept this from me, I will show you, and intend to show you inevitably in our found correspondence of power, a new reflection of yourself. I'm very much aware that you're looking at me as a perspective of an objective body idea contained within the notion that the illusionary nature of yourself in correspondence with what you think you are is giving you back in a specific location of yourself ideas of pertainment that couldn't possibly be true within the singular idea that the self in which you truly express the certainty of who you cannot not be, the reflection of light, would become increasingly meaningless to you. Are you ready? Very simply because you don't want it anymore. The idea of obtaining a real world can be nothing in its most fundamental sense but a rejection of the image that you foster about yourself in a determination to represent yourself as that body form. All of the great practices of Master Teacher when he was here in the correspondence with Jesus were to say to you very simply, let's practice just a moment. I am not a body. I am free. I am still as God created me. What am I free of? I freed myself just a moment from the illusion that I would have to find correspondence with myself. I'm now healed and perfect in a totality of an image. Listen, that what remains a fractured idea of myself within the containment, it has no inherent conflict in the idea that I can at each moment accept responsibility for the entirety of what I am. Because of the power that's inherent in me by the new perspective reality based on my certainty practice that all power is in fact given on heaven and earth to me in my mind. A little more about the power of light. So to you, light is crucial, isn't it? Denial of light leads to failure to perceive it, and failure to perceive light is to perceive darkness. The light is useless to you then, even though it's there. You cannot use it because its presence is unknown to you. And this seeming reality of the darkness makes the idea of light meaningless. Now, what am I going to employ in this teaching of the power of your light? Say to me, do you intend to give me a better reflection of myself? I'll wait. Let's practice together the idea that we are already reflecting to ourselves what we think we are. There. I see you out there as a body identity, along with other body identity associations in correspondence of light that each of you reflects back to himself in determination to continue to organize within the illusion of light that this matrix of energy of light is actually true. And you know it's not. The idea that there's another world that you can see through the denial of this are the power that are inherent in you by a simple decision that you can make within this beautiful lesson about the idea of light and power. Listen. To be told that you do not see is there sounds like insanity. Very difficult to become convinced that it's insanity not to see it and to see what is not there instead. Why? You don't doubt your body eyes. You don't doubt the images they show you are reality. Why? Your faith lies in the darkness, not the light. How can this be reversed for you? It's not possible. Did you hear me? But listen, your efforts, however little they may be, have very strong support. Did you but realize how great this strength, your doubt would vanish. Now, what are we going to do? We're going to devote ourselves to the attempt to let you feel the strength that's really in you. When you have felt the strength in you, which makes all miracles within your easy reach, you won't doubt them. Why? The miracle your sense of weakness hides will leap into awareness as you feel the strength in you. And we're going to demonstrate together, shall we, within the procedures of this mind training of a simple lesson that we will never be able to see two worlds, and that available to us at this instant is the totality of the moment of illusion in which was constructed the idea that we could be in a containment of time and find ourselves in sequentiality of body formulation that identified the images within space-time of longevity pertaining to a conceptual notation that the body form that we represent to each other is a totality within the necessity to subtract ourselves from the single illusion that we represent, so that what? The reflection that we're giving back to ourselves in the nature of our human condition is going to say to me, well, I know what you say, or at least I entertain within my own mind the possibility that all of the power which comes from eternal life, from God, is available to me, but that I am very simply not utilizing in the necessity to allow a continuing alteration of my ideas of time in order to perform, to instruct within myself a determination of who I really am within that reflection. Here, listen one more sentence about instructing real quickly. This is accomplished very simply as you instruct yourself that you're not a body. Did you see? Why? Faith goes to what you want, and you instruct your mind accordingly. Your will remains your teacher, and your will has all the strength to do what it desires. You can escape the body right now at this time, if you choose, and have an experience of a new light formulation. And our first 27 minutes of exchange of the power of our mind to find correspondence in a continuing parallel idea of the inevitability of the singularity of life is upon us. I brought with me, and I'm going to offer to you in the second half hour with your permission, the idea that we found in the Science magazine about parallel universes. It's very interesting in the perspective that it might be possible for you to understand by the very nature of ourselves in light correspondent that somewhere out in the universe is a true reflection of ourselves. Is that inevitable? You're going to listen to me, and then we'll leave here and I'll be back. If you are able to get any reflection whatsoever within the idea that you are in a relationship of space-time, and we're going to teach it here so you can see it as a parallel universe, what you will see with me is the parallel universe of your association with yourself somewhere in all the universe cannot not contain a moment of the entirety of the correspondent that's going to represent us. Here's our problem, okay? And I'm going to read it to you. Until we can find it within the perspective of the objective denial of it, within our need to locate ourselves in time, we can never see it. Because the idea that there is something running parallel to us, be it even an infinite number of universe, can never gratify my certainty within the power of my mind. Are you listening? That there is one mind, and that one mind is what we share with God. Certainly, if we believe that we're separated within the light form, we're going to need a better reflection of ourselves right now. And I see you're beginning to get it. So we're going to disappear here now, just for a moment, and we'll be returning. How much time will pass in the interlude between our parallel universe? How much time are you going to need to see a single true reflection of yourself in the nature of what I know, that you know, that we are? And the joy of that occasion is now increasing in the intensity of self-recognition that expresses our love for each other. I'll be right back. Remember, God goes with us wherever we go, because God is the entirety of the mind that we're employing to repair the possibility of an illusion. I'll see you in just a moment. Parallel observation of ourselves. We stay with me. As you know, I'm called the master teacher for whatever reason you want to give me. I'm an instructor. Okay, this is from my Savior Jesus, who comes along with you from out of time and offers you a perspective of the entirety of a true illusion of what you are. Is that all right with you? In the mind of universal mind, we teach a very fundamental concept that no matter how you view yourself in the arrangement of what you think are objective associations of reflections, are you listening? There's only going to be one mind. Now, if the one mind you are operates in a procedure of a reflection of light that inevitably is weakened by the loss of power in the idea of containment within a perspective of parallel or separate objective universes, without the simple quantum idea that is not connected to a cause and effect relationship within your concepts, such will it be with you. So let's look together at, remember, in the first half hour, about the parallel universes as a major idea within the perspective of yourself. Listen. Parallel universes, not just a staple of science fiction, other universes are a direct implication of cosmological observation. Is there a copy of you reading this article? A person who is not you, but who lives on a planet called Earth with misty mountains, fertile fields, and sprawling cities in a solar system with 8 other planets? The life of this person has been identical to yours in every respect, but perhaps he or she now decides to put down this article without finishing it while you read on. Look, the idea of such an alter ego seems strange and implausible, but it looks as if we will just have to live with it because it is supported by astronomical observation. The simplest and most popular cosmological model today, listen, predicts that you have a twin in a universe about 10 to the 1028 meters from here. This distance is so large that it is beyond astronomical, but that does not make your doppelganger any less real. The estimate is derived from elementary possibility and does not even assume speculative modern physics, merely that space is infinite, or at least sufficiently large in size and almost uniformly filled with matter, as observation indicate. In infinite space, even the most unlikely events must take place somewhere. There are infinitely many other inhabited planets, including not just one, but infinitely many that have people with the same appearance, name, and memories as you, who play out every possible permutation of your life choices. Look, you will probably never see your other selves. The furthest you can observe, look, is a distance that light has been able to travel during 14 billion years since the Big Bang expansion began. The more distant visible objects are now about 4 to the 10th 26 meters, a distance that defines our observable universe. And you think somehow they are the most straightforward example of parallel universe. Each universe is merely a small part of a larger multiverse. What a joyful idea that you would entertain the perspective within the idea of parallel universes. Anyone within a reasonable procedure, I'm speaking directly to you now as an instructor, within the possibility of his own mind, has simply made the admission of the inevitability of another likeness of you in its entirety within your own mind, very simply because in any practice of reasonableness, you'd be able to see that finally there's only one mind. Can you see that? So that my offering to you obviously is not concerned with the billions of other reflections you get within your own idea about yourself, very simply because there is no possibility that they can express to you within the illusion of the perilousness of universe more than you would want to see within the perspective of the idea that there is such a thing as duplicity within a self-containment that retains itself within that light form. You see that? Remember when Master Jesus, when the teacher was here and taught you from the perspective of satellite, the idea that when you were healed within the idea of separate formulations of reflected ideas of parallel universes, that you were not healed alone? Shall I remind you of that? Shall I remind you that is what you term master teacher? That I have come into a reflection of a story that you have about yourself concerning the infinite number of reflected light associations that are actually all contained within a simple parameter of inclusion of the fundamental inevitability, remember our teaching, in the idea of the event horizon there, that no matter how far you go out in the parallel idea of yourself, you cannot not end up exactly where you started. Now, if you'll accept this from me, this will increase the intensity of the power of your mind to recognize. If it is true in this story about parallel universes that somewhere out there, from the beginning of time to the end of time, there will be a duplication of your own right or light reflection of yourself. Look with me. Why would it have to be out there if you inevitably are going to end up back exactly where the initial parallel idea of separation occurred within what is termed a location in space-time? Do you see that? Now, practice of the idea of the illusion healing of the body, because I wouldn't want to leave you stranded in the idea that you are going to have to do infinite searches in regard to the number of billions of time you will find parallel universe rather than yourself. Try not to be ridiculous. The mere idea of possibility within conceptual ideas of yourself cannot not include any solution. And since any solution of what you are within your own mind is based on the entirety of the universe, your simple explanation to yourself will reveal to you a new image of yourself, where the idea that when you are healed, you are not healed alone, will allow you to see a reflection of ourselves that perfectly heal us in recognition initially of our separation in our parallel universes, and then an instant of light where the glorious love of our identity allows us to escape the conflict that has brought us around and around in this circle. There's one little paragraph in the idea, when I'm healed, I'm not healed alone within the illusion. It's been read to you in one of your illuminated ideas that within the matrix of the truth of separation, the truth of you was simply sitting here waiting for you. Listen to this. When I am healed along with you. Here we go. When you're healed, you're not healed alone. Why? Healing is the opposite of all the world's idea, which dwell on sickness and on separate states. Sickness is a retreat from others, a shutting off of joining. It becomes a door that closes on a separate self and keeps it isolated and alone, and that's what's happening within your correspondence of objective association. Shall I tell you why it's going to be in this little article? Why you're afraid to be whole and perfect? Okay. The idea of the entirety of the power of your mind that would be inevitable in any light decision, are you listening? Is all the power of the universe. And if you begin on a continuing basis to imply all of the power of the universe, you will in a consistent manner, and finally, each moment, begin to get a better reflection of yourself in your relationship with who you think you are within the dream of space-time that heretofore has held you in a circular parallel association of universes without any single moment of communication, very simply because at any single moment, the entirety of your correspondence with yourself within the light would show you the power of the light that we described when we talked about the miracle, as identified within the idea of the weakness and the littleness of you that finds other parallel stories out there that justify your idea of yourself. When I am healed, I am not healed alone. Shows you and presents to you the idea of the availability of another dream. Can you see this with me? This is the idea of parallel universe within dimensional associations. Listen. It is impossible that anyone be healed alone, very simply because he's reflecting himself his own sickness. In sickness, must he be apart and separate, but healing is his own decision to be one again and to accept his self with all its parts intact and unassailed. In sickness, does this self appear to be dismembered and without the unity that gives its life? But healing is accomplished as he sees the body has no power to attack the universal oneness that is God. Look. Sickness would prove that lies must be true. Sickness would prove that in the light reflection of your own mind, within the containment of this little isolation, you have been getting innumerable reflections of yourself that are somehow contained in the idea that location can be separate. So the entire teaching of me in this idea of parallel parallel universes is only to remember this. No matter how far you go out in your idea to keep your brother, I'm teaching this, separate from you, it is inevitable that the time will come and end when just for a moment you will lay down the defenses of yourself that have objectified the conflict and loss and death and loneliness and attack and war of this world in your determination to retain the idea that it would be possible within the illusion of a single whole mind to be anything but perfect. So in this parallel universe, what are we going to offer you? Initially, perhaps, in the quantum idea, it's a figment of reassociation of a correspondence of light. We used to call this an entanglement of the idea of the power of your mind to decide on a universal reality in a specific location. Now, when you do that out in parallel universes, it results in specific location that become entangled within the light form, and at that moment do in fact represent escape from time. The old man, when he was here, Master Teacher, loved the idea of quantum entanglement. It's a simple idea that it's impossible that you don't know the guy out there in the parallel idea of yourself, no matter how you are determined to keep him separate. So the whole idea of quantum is the availability of instant communication somewhere in time. If that is true, and I'm representing it to you as true, you're going to have to lay down, obviously, the objective defenses of yourself. This is from the Savior of this world in the resurrection of my body. That as long as you insist on a reflection of another parallel universe, you'll have to define it in separation and find in guilt and judgment somebody separate from yourself within your own mind who is responsible for your own illusion. Is it possible for me to offer you a repair of that based on the light factor of our mutual intent to love each other without regard to the consequences that were inevitable in the idea of the consequence of a parallel universe? It would have to be true if all power is given unto you in heaven and earth. Any consequence within time would be a definition of itself in continuing separation, projected into the future and resulting in another 14,000 million years. I am in, and I'm going to use the term and read it to you, the dream of your association of yourself, reminding you in your entirety that when I am healed in the definition of myself, it is impossible that you will not be healed along with me. Okay, when I am healed, I am not healed alone. Listen. Sickness would prove that lies must be true because they're separation. Healing demonstrates the truth is true. What? The separation sickness would impose has never really happened. To be healed is merely to accept what always was a simple truth and always will remain exactly as it was. But you look with me, human. Your eyes are accustomed to illusions of fracturedism of light, and you must be shown that what they look upon is false. So healing is needed by the truth to demonstrate that sickness is not real. Listen to this now. Healing in the mind training might thus be called a counter dream, which cancels out the dream of sickness in the name of truth, but not in truth itself. For as forgiveness overlooks all sins that never were accomplished, healing but removes illusion that actually haven't occurred. And just as the real world will arise to take the place of what has never been at all, healing but offers restitution for images states and false ideas which dreams have embroidered into pictures of the truth. So we have an idea that we can recognize within our own relationship with ourselves in a single performance of the immediacy of the availability of your light. Remember when we talked about shining of light, that we can communicate with each other in a determination to momentarily release the defenses of the objectivity that has apparently in our parallel universes held you separate from me. Because the simple truth of the matter is that any single moment within the entirety of the reflection of your formulation of body, you can see that everything that appeared to be coming back to you in a reflection of yourself was only the distance you maintain in the light formulation, in the idea of a distance of light. Remember, 186,000 miles a second, and it's still going to take you 3,000 million years to arrive at a continuing fracturization of your mind within your own idea of body formulation. You trust me just for a moment, is what you term an advanced teacher in the idea that I would offer you my certainty of the singularity of your mind. I'm together with you now on this representation of the illusion of light form, expressing to you my certainty that we can be healed in an instant by a redefinition of ideas that we have about ourselves. I went to considerable length, and I hope it has value to you, to reason to you about the prospect of ultimately the impossibility of duplicity, or the idea that things in separate locations can actually be separate, except in the containment of your own location, which represents the body form that appears to get old and to die, within separate relationship is nothing but the necessity for a counter-illusion, one that would show you within the dark mass form of energy, idea of light, the totality of the possibility for the conversion of that light. There was a beautiful reflection of light for you on that association. There was a beautiful reflection of you in a demonstration of the correspondence of our healing capacity. Here is a perfect demonstration of the capacity for you in assuming your role of the idea of saviorship, to take on yourself the obligation to express the power of mind that's inherent in you by your simple desire for it. Okay. So the repetition of this Course in Miracles is nothing but the necessity to continually repeat within your own observation of yourself the truth of the inevitability. You will get the result of what you think you are in the reflection of yourself. And if you think you can be contained in that reflection of death and loneliness and death in your body, so will it be with you. And suddenly, within the drama of this idea of this little earthly place, appears a light form. And he looks at you in your own mind and makes a genuine inquiry concerning yourself. Who are you and what are you doing here? you immediately respond to him within the parallel universe by reflecting back to yourself what you believe you are within the fractalism of light, when you know perfectly well that's not who you are. And in fact, you have no idea within your constitution of body form who you are. That 57 minutes that had just occurred within the fabric of the idea of parallel universe actually was in excess of 1,000 years. All you really did was begin to better reflection of yourself contained within yourself, which is amplified by light ideas. Can I come back and do one more 57-minute interlude? Now, I'm going to close down this section of time just for a moment. I'm not concerned about what the world is occurring out there, but I am concerned that within the strictures imposed by this world, it's possible for you to gather in associations of a new continuum of time that it is impossible to be recognized within this apparent source of reality. I'll be right back. Remember, God goes with us wherever we go in the observation of the truth of what we are, so that we can say together, God bless us, each and every one, at this moment. Thank you.